And now we're heading via Zoom once again. It's been a very busy hour. We're going to catch up with the Chief Football Officer, I like that, CFO, at Football West. His name is Jamie Harnwell. Mate, great to have you on board. Thrilled to bits to know that there is a place in Australia where the game is actually still being played. And in fact, some people are actually thriving.
Yes, certainly. It's we've been very lucky and fortunate here in Western Australia. We are an island within an island, if you like, but we're out, we're playing football.
Just don't tell Mark McGowan, okay? He might just pull the plug and decide to separate.
I think plenty of people would probably back him in this at the moment. We are very fortunate. We're coming into finals now at the moment. We don't have restrictions. We've had to endure some very short lockdowns in comparison to the rest of the country. But certainly for sport, for football, we're very lucky and looking forward to finishing the season in the next couple of weeks, touch wood, without any further interruptions.
We'll talk about the game shortly. I want to hear about some of the infrastructure. We're hearing that some good things have been happening behind the scenes, some even more exciting things happening with a view to a Women's World Cup and some terrific opportunities coming up. Are you right across all this? Are you excited as well?
Oh, look, we can't wait. There's been some really big announcements. I think the state government, certainly, and the federal government are really recognising the power of football. We've got our state football centre being built, which is a $32 million project out in Queen's Park, just to the east of the city. That's joint funded by the state and the Commonwealth. And obviously, there was a just recently announcement to the upgrades of HBF Park in line with the FIFA Women's World Cup. And can't wait for that venue to improve even further and showcase Perth to the world.
Jamie, with these added developments to the infrastructure in those key venues, what will it mean? What will we see when they're complete?
Oh, look, the State Football Centre will be a high-performance centre that will also be able to cater for community. So when we have the likes of Manchester United and Chelsea, rather than being training at the Wacker at the cricket ground, they'll be training at the State Football Centre. That revenue will be able to be reinvested back into grassroots through our inclusive programming, through trying to make football cheaper for families as well. So we're really excited to look and for Football West to finally have a home here in the West. We've been a bit nomadic over the past few years, so that's going to be great. And obviously HBF Park is such a wonderful venue already, but to bring it up to FIFA standards, there's a little bit of work needs to be done, but the surface is the envy of many stadiums across Australia and the world, and it's a lovely place to be on a balmy summer's evening watching the Perth Glory as well.
As we have seen them on many occasions play some terrific football. Tell me something though, Josh Parrish, did you just get a sense that we got a scoop from Jamie Harnwell telling us that Chelsea and Manchester United might be coming and bringing young Cristiano Ronaldo down under?
I mean, I think it might have slipped out there, Jamie.
Whoa! That would be exciting, though. You've got to have the facilities to bring them. The new stadium that you guys have in Perth has just about won just about every bit of kudos anyone can throw at a sporting venue. So you've got a number of special facilities, but this added stuff, the state centre and, of course, the developments. What's capacity at the Perth Glory home ground?
I think it's around 24,000 at the moment. I believe that's being boosted up to around 30 for the Women's World Cup and with the developments, which is fantastic. It's still got that boutique stadium feel, if you like. It doesn't feel like a huge arena and you're still nice and close to the action. And, obviously for the Perth Glory fans, you don't want to get away from the tradition of the shed and the noise that they generate as well. So we're looking forward to seeing what the plans are and enjoying, what is a great venue very close to the city of Perth.
You touched on something very special. We've just watched the Euros and we're watching the early weeks of the EPL, the English Premier League. And the one thing that it's like chalk and cheese. No fans last year, fans and more fans this year. It's fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, look, it makes the game. I was a frustrated figure watching the Premier League last year. I must admit, I'm a Manchester United fan, so that's part of it. But certainly with the generated crowd noise.
Hang on. I should mention there's a young Manchester United fan over there too, Josh. Have you both recovered from the fact that CR7 is back?
It's huge, isn't it? I it's fantastic. You know, growing up watching and watching Ronaldo, Rooney, you know, the Ferdinand's, Vidic's of the Manchester United era. To see Ronaldo come back as, look, he is not the player he was at 30, but he is still a lot better than any other player in the world as well. So delighted to have him back in the red of Manchester.
Did I mention that he also scored another couple of goals this morning for Portugal, and he's now become the most prolific scorer of international goals in the world? That's not a bad effort for a guy who's going back to one of his old clubs. Nice to know that he still has this ability to get into key spots. He did miss a penalty, though, Jamie.
He can stay off the penalties. Rashford and Fernandez can have those ones. That's fine. But look, he is immaculate in his presentation and how he works on the game and keeps himself fit. So, you know, a 2-year deal, we'll hopefully still see some great things out. And maybe he's the Cantona of the modern age and that catalyst towards another United Premier League title.
Speaking of exciting things, are you excited about the new television deal and what it means for the game down under?
Yeah, it's obviously great to be partnering with free-to-air as well as across those streaming services. We know that the A-League is a quality competition. I think it's denigrated in some circles very unfairly, in my mind. And you know, by doing this, it's the opportunity for a new, fresh look at things that they've already started to do the right thing and get Simon Hill back on board, who is, you know, without doubt in my mind, is one of the best football callers we've seen here on these shores as well. So from the outset, it looks good. And we know that they're going to do some strong promotions to bring the A-League right back into the minds of people here in WA and across Australia.
Peter Drury is the voice of the current EPL. Simon is the voice of Australian football and has been for the better part of a decade. And when he calls the game, and Josh and I, both agree, it brings a warmth and it brings a special texture. You get excited. You know why he's getting excited. You know what he's telling you, is because he's done his homework. He's not an all-rounder. He's a specialist and he loves the game. And you can hear it, and he brings it, and we're thrilled to bits. I think the other exciting thing for us is not only are we getting it both on free-to-air and also streaming, but we're getting a consistent delivery now. It'll be the A-League through the APL, the W League, the Youth League, and of course, I want to talk to you about this, the FFA Cup.
Yeah, fantastic, isn't it? All in one spot. It's a shame that we can't get all the competitions across the world on one platform. So I'm going to have about four different streaming ones to make sure I can watch everything. But, to have Football Australia able to bring that all together, to have that dedicated channel, and we know that there's going to be heavy investment come from Channel 10 and Paramount into football here in Australia. And, it's exciting. It goes back towards the start of the A-League and with Fox coming on board and the bit of the razzmatazz. I was lucky enough to be in a couple of TV adverts and the like that went on. So hopefully there's some better acting than I had, but looking forward to what's coming up.
Jamie, Josh has got some things to run past you. We'd like to know, how are preparations going for the FFA Cup between you guys and some of the South Australian competition?
Yeah, it's going well. Both ECU and Florida are excited. They've obviously been disappointed that they haven't been able to play these games. There's been a lot of work going on behind the scenes to try and make sure it happens. It's a couple of weeks after the season finish here in Western Australia, so they'll be working hard to keep themselves fit and perhaps a friendly game or two between them as well. But a great opportunity. Florida obviously have been there before. I think this is their third occasion in the FFA Cup, and ECU as newcomers will be looking to try and make their stamp on the competition. And with ex-Perth Glory coach Kenny Lowe at their helm, you wouldn't count them out from doing that.
Well, it's an exciting couple of ties. I mean, that Florida Athena Adelaide United game is just mouthwatering. That's meant to be coming up at the end of this month. Are you optimistic that that game will be played on schedule?
I'm always optimistic whether that actually happens or not. I don't know. But no, look, we know what WA's record is like in terms of the borders. Hopefully South Australia can keep everything quiet there for a few more weeks and we'll get that game going ahead. Obviously, the issue is going to be those New South Wales teams, the Victorian teams, and what happens with them in the future. So I'm glad I'm not in the FA competitions department at the moment, because it must be an absolute headache in there right now.
We might have to build a football pitch on the border so we have some sort of neutral zone we can send both sets of players.
The Nullarbor. No one goes there.
It'll be like our Field of Dreams game, George.
Like the Twilight Zone. Jamie, I was just going to ask you, you've had a pretty much undisrupted season, except for a few short, sharp lockdowns. So have we seen some exciting young talent coming through that has thrilled you?
Yeah, we certainly have across both our NPL men's and women's competition. There's some fantastic young players in the women's. We've got our NTC program that, the likes of young Hannah Lowry, who starred for the young Matildas, Bella Wallhead, some real excitement there. In the men's competition, you can't go past Perth Soccer Club, who won, I think it's their fourth league title in 6 years or so. And young Jaden Gorman, I think he's only 18 or 19 years of age, has had an exceptional season and a breakthrough one. And there's big things expected of him as well. So some great football, some good young Perth Glory talent playing as well, and hopefully a chance for them to break into the senior squad this season.
Perth Soccer Club success is just incredible. And, you know, from everything from, you know, the culture of the club and the recruitment and so forth, youth academy, but also I noticed their social media presence is fantastic as well. Is that something that, you know, some of the NPL WA clubs can learn a bit from, that example?
I think everyone is starting to learn. I think if you look maybe 2 years ago, there wasn't too many people at all, any of the clubs doing so. We're smaller states. We don't have the population of some of the bigger New South Wales and Victoria. We don't have pokies in our clubs as well, which is always an issue for funds and for money. But certainly our clubs are embracing social media. They understand that the power that it has, especially with their own members, and the fact that all the games are now live streamed across our NPL competitions. We're seeing some great viewership numbers, so it really is changing that trend of, you know, used to rely on the newspaper or word of mouth. You've actually got to be out there and visible in front of people for them to turn up on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon.
And there's a couple WA boys in NPL Victoria before the season was suspended, of course, who'd just absolutely been ripping up the competition. I don't know if you're familiar with either of them, but I'll throw a couple of names out as Stefan Valentini and Joe Knowles. I mean, it must be heartening to see not only the local products doing it in NPL WA, but also across the country.
Yeah, we've been really lucky to have that as a progression, if you like, between what we have in the A-League. Certainly Joe Knowles, very well-known player, played for Perth Glory, scored goals for Perth Glory before moving on. And Valentini has been overseas, I think, in Germany for a period of time. His dad was a big feature of a local club here, Balcatta Soccer Club. So certainly some strong ties to home. It'd be great to see them come back at some point. I think Joe Knowles in particular is loving his time in Melbourne, apart from the current situation, of course. But it's always a great challenge. You know, I remember going over with Sorrento and playing the FFA Cup game against South Melbourne. It's just nice to go into those bigger stadiums and some clubs with some real history. And I think the WA boys really appreciate that.
Mate, we appreciate you coming on and making yourself available at short notice. The CFO, the Chief Football Officer at Football West, Jamie Harnwell, he's been terrific. And we wish you continued success for the remainder of the season. And we want you to come back and talk to us about what's happening over there, especially as the A-League starts to warm up and the W-League season is almost ready to get underway.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.